The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters, as does your opportunity for you to tell us about your weekend, but through the use of only emojis. That's right. So, those little colourful pictures are available in everybody's telephone. Tell us what went down using just those. Send them in to 8, 12, 15. Let's start with one of my favourite parts of the show, where Matt texts in his own emojis into the studio.
Early this morning.
He is. He's a long-time fan of the show, but he is a first-time texter. So, Matt, what have you got for us?
Well, I've gone for...
There's a little baby.
Yeah, the emojis, that's my son, Ted.
Yeah, well, of course, the
and
Ted emoji.
And there's a heart, because he loves. And then there's a VHS video cassette, which was the only way I could find to represent the 80s, right?
Okay.
So it's retro 80s. And then there's a European flag and a bottle of champagne with a cork coming out because Ted loves 80s Euro pop.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I see. You're adding new levels to
his
cryptic game.
My dad and stepmom were over this weekend and he does a little performance in the living room where he mimes along to three big songs and he does a full dance routine. And obviously he does Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar. That's fairly normal.
Of course.
But then his next song is Opus and Life is Life, which is a very dated...
What?
It's the sort of song you hear on your holidays in the 80s. Life is life. Na, 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 na.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What a way to head of our new studio.
And then he follows that up with the climax of the performance is Aha, Take On Me.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
His music takes very strange.
Oh, so when he starts, you have to settle in for 9 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
For all three songs.
It's incredibly long.
Nick's got in touch. His emojis are headphones. So he's listening to us, I presume, whilst having his breakfast. Then he was shocked and he stopped. And then there was a podcast naming bell. And then there was a four and a baby and a strawberry and a milk and a goat and a hands
what?
Open. What's going on? And then a Brentford football shirt from Nick, as always.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nick actually messaged us directly on X.
Oh, yes.
He was shocked that we didn't name the podcast I Once Milked a Goat with Nicole Scherzinger, which is something I'd said on Friday and I'd neglected to ring the bell. So that's what Nick is referring to there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm intrigued to know what went down for you this weekend. Tell me, Tal, using little coloured pictures called emojis, if you'd be so kind. Jelly in Bridlington's got in touch, saying, my son Parker's fifth birthday, which she tells us with a baby face emoji, a bottle emoji, then the number five, then party poppers. Then I'm not sure what that is supposed to be. Is it? It's like a golden ball that's been opened up and multicoloured grapes have come falling out.
Wow.
It's quite the birthday.
Wow.
And then there's a present and a cake.
Nice.
My weekend in emojis, and I'd like to ask your help here, team, is an egg, a pan, and then a big red cross.
Oh.
There's one thing I can't nail, it's the humble omelette.
Oh, really?
Now, Matt, you strike me, if I may say,
mate,
as the kind of person who's omeletted many times before.
Thank you, yes. I scream omelettes, don't I?
No, well, I mean, but you're one of those people who...
I have.
You're a dab hand
in
the kitchen.
I'm pretty good at eggs. I mean, poached eggs are my particular specialty.
Wow.
But, I can do fried very well, but omelettes are good. For me,
what am I doing wrong?
Twisty technique. You see it on Instagram.
What is that?
You know, people spiral an omelette and it looks very fancy. I can't do that. But you just got to get it to go slightly hard and then sort of basically fold it over and then it cooks itself within.
We're still talking about omelettes here, aren't we?
It's quite a quick process.
I go to Matt for advice on everything.
That's my answer to everything.
Yeah.
I get halfway through making an omelette and then I go, we just have scrambled eggs. How about that?
A lot of people.
Well, this is what I ended up with. So yesterday, I don't mind if my omelettes are a mess. I can live with that. Mm. I'm a grown-up, but I was making it for Evie. She's five, just like Jelly's son Parker is, right? And it was scrambled egg with some hard green pepper and a couple of cherry tomatoes tossed on top. And she literally looked at it like, what is this?
What's a mess?
What do you expect me to do with this, Dad? So what am I doing wrong? So I've got to soften the veg. And
it sounds like you're overcooking it. I mean, you just want it to be perverse, you know.
So that's what?
So then...
Well, Hang on a second.
As soon as it gets to that stage.
New studio, new use of the English language.
I'm pretty sure that's the word for
whether. Perverse.
I've never heard that before.
No.
I think perverse.
B apostrophe verse. Yeah.
No,
it's
like.
Because the
French
B's
word.
So close to the P. This is another text fail I've got coming up. Matt said I was perverse, did he? Okay, so that's your omelette tip.
Just
for
don't
the top.
Overcook it. I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. You know?
Okay, or just call it scrambled eggs.
Yes. Yeah.
That's also a very good solution. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where ahead of 5 words, 5 grand returning in about 20 minutes time. As always, it's time for Matt Dyson and the social ammunition.
Yes.
So, Matt, around this time, you take a look with your massive team, your ever-growing team of people over at the social ammo desk.
Yeah.
You take a look through the comings and goings across social media and you bring us the best bits.
Yes, yes.
What have you and the team come up with today?
Well, there's a lot going on in the world, as you know, but it's a sort of talking dog special today. Normally, we do Talking Pets on a Friday.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in the world of talking dogs that we've had to bring it
there's
forward.
An overspill.
We'd have to bring it forward today. So we've got talking dogs old and new. So there's some vintage talking pet action, and there's the latest from our old friend, the Lady Gaga dog. Remember the Lady Gaga dog?
Course.
Little Frenchie that got very upset when it was left in a car. It's a dog called Walter Jeffrey the Frenchie. And the latest video that's been shared with me by a guy called Johnny King on Instagram is called The Entitled Dog, because Walter Jeffrey is sat in the back seat of a car with two other dogs, and he's very upset about having to sit in the back seat, wants to sit up front with his owner, and is incredibly annoyed about it, as you'll hear.
Walter. We are taking turns sitting in the back seat. Everybody else sat in the back seat.
Walter's fuming. This is a great ongoing saga.
I still get like that when, you know, like when my mum and dad let my sister go in.
Oh,
yeah,
you're like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is a constant battle in my house, to be fair.
She is driving at the time, Anna, to be fair.
The battle for shotgun is never ending, and it's very annoying. So I sort of feel for the dog in that one. And then the other one, this is like big news story that was everywhere yesterday, which is faintly ridiculous, but Esther Ranson has revealed that a talking dog that was on That's Life 45 years ago was fake.
Right.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, I don't even remember this because it happened in 79, but there was a dog that went on That's Life and could say sausages. And it was obviously a forebearer of the Walls dog, who could also say sausages, but he was a cartoon dog.
Up until like 5 years ago, I thought that was the HMV dog.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I thought he was saying sausages into a gramophone. I don't know why.
His master's.
You've got to move with the time.
That's what HMS stands for.
Yeah. But this, so she's, it's like a massive scandal that Esther Ranson's revealed about fake TV stories, whereas basically this dog, which was interviewed in a clip you'll hear by their roving reporter Paul Haney, and the owner Paul Allen just used to hold the dog on his lap so the dog would get upset and growl, and then he would manipulate the dog's mouth and throat to make it sound like it was saying words.
I don't think this is fit for breakfast as a story, is
it? He could say a jaw.
What you've got jamming, he'll start growling ready for your turn.
A jaw.
And say a jaw.
Right. And what happened after a jar? What did you do
here
next?
Comes. It's worth the wait.
The next thing went on to sausages.
Why should you do sausages?
Well, George next door gives him sausages, you know, he comes out every Thursday with a plate of sausages, you know, and puts him on back doorstep and Prince goes and has a good tuck in.
Here we go. Here
tell us what you have on a Thursday, Prince.
Well, what does George give you, Prince?
Yeah.
A what?
It was a long wait to get there, but it's clearly me. Sausage.
What?
Amazing.
If a dog was cast in The Exorcist, we now have a rough idea of what those sausages are.
A rough idea, Dave. Yes, we do.
Thank
but
you.
It was fake. It's fake news. Don't believe it.
What?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words,
5 grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
For the first time ever from our brand new swanky studios, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Can one listener match just 5 simple words with a randomly selected member of the Breakfast Show team and get themselves £5,000? Hoping to do just that, on line one is Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Lee is in Blackpool. He once matched 3 out of 5 with our very own Glenn Moore. You do exhibitions for a living, Lee.
That's right, yes.
Do you mean like you do some singing and dancing and people look at you, or what does that actually entail?
He's an exhibitionist.
That's only on a Friday night.
So you kind of build big kind of sets and stages and stalls and stuff for exhibitions. So do you do Comic Con?
Done Comic Con, car shows, motorbike shows, that sort of thing.
You a cosplay kind of cat?
I'm not, definitely not, no.
We were talking during that last song, and there was a whole exhibition that Lee constructed using his own fair hands dedicated to vape.
What
a world we live in. What a world
the
we live in.
The ideal vape show. Yeah, it's great. It's the highlight of my career.
Okay, Lee, we're going to spin the random player generator and see who you're playing with. Here we go.
Matt Dyson. Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Dyson. You've got Scatty Matty.
Come on, Matt.
Good luck, mate.
Now, we're in our new studios. I'm not 100% sure where you're going to go.
No, yeah, I'll just wonder.
There's not many kind of soundproof, quiet spots.
You have to sit in the magic studio.
Yeah, you just go and knock on the door and see if Ronan and Harriet don't mind you popping in there for a bit. There you go. Either way, he's off. He can't hear us. He looks so confused. Love him. Keep an eye on him, old Swiss. Don't him getting lost in it.
He's just wandering around the building now. He's going to be able to
get back.
He's going to become like the legend of the ghost of the new building. Yeah, yeah. Have you seen him? That silver-haired man wandering the corridors early in the morning. Okay, Lee, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give, because I will be giving Matt Dyson, who is a former 5 Words, 5 Grand champion, the exact same 5 words. And if all 5 match, you can have £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
Out.
In.
In, yeah. Yes. Probably don't need me to spell that one for you. Positive.
Negative.
Nice.
World, W-O-R-L-D, world.
Map.
Space.
Station.
And finally, Lee, the word is... sleep.
Time.
Sleep time.
That's a great set.
Yeah, you like
I'd
that,
have gotten
Glenn?
4. I'd have gotten
you
4
got a
out of 4 5.
There. Mm. Anna, what do you think?
I think I would have gone 3.
Yeah, you would have gone space pothole, so we know that.
Yeah, I would have gone space invader. That's so childish.
Right, Lee, it is, as Glenn says, a fine set of words, so please remain patient. Stay right there on the line. Scatty Matty is in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
So Matt Dyson has managed to find his way back to the studio.
Yes.
Well done, man.
Oh, we've got one of those boiling hot water filter taps in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the bathroom as well. Yeah.
I had a call from Glenn asking me how I switched the hot water on.
It was embarrassing. I was in the kitchen. You were literally a 10-minute walk away.
Yeah, it is a long way.
These are the early struggles of the brand new studios. They are very much first world problems, admittedly. Yes. How do you turn the instant hot water tap on is the most media thing that's ever been said out loud by anybody ever. Right, joining us still on line one is Lee in Blackpool, hoping to win £5,000 on 5 words, 5 grand. Lee, should we get down to business?
Come on, let's have a go.
Here we go.
Come on, Lee.
Okay, Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Out.
In.
Correct.
Yes.
Nicely done. What do you got for positive?
Negative.
Absolutely.
Surely. Yeah.
Come on.
It's weird doing this with you just sat to my left.
I know, we're much closer to each other now.
You like what you see?
It's fine.
Am I perverse enough for you? What about world? W-O-R-L-D, world.
Cup.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, Lee. World map.
World map, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, both good answers, world, but unfortunately not a match.
Oh, sorry, Lee.
But we are on two out of five, so let's do the remaining couple of words, shall we? Space.
Man.
Station. Oh.
Station. It's man or station. Station sleep. Was the second one. Oh, sleep. Apnea.
What?
Wow.
What?
That reverberated all the way up to Blackpool, that answer.
What?
I only said that because it didn't matter, but that is the first thing that comes to my head.
Sleep time was the
you know
good
what?
Sense.
I've just been diagnosed with that as well.
Have you?
Well,
I can sense it. Wow, I can sense a fellow snorer.
Muzzle time.
I can't wait for the exhibition in the new year.
Well, firstly, sorry about that, and we hope that your sleep apnea is manageable and everything's okay for you going forwards, Lee. It's what I think Matt was trying to say instead of, I don't know that I want to put words in your mouth, Matthew, but I presume it was something around
you're paraphrasing
slightly more sensitive response to the news that our dear listener Lee has been diagnosed with sleep apnea. Lee said sleep time, though.
Just so you know.
That was what was said. Lee, listen, man, it's great having you tuned into the show. Really nice talking with you. Good luck with everything going
Thank
forward.
You very
and we'll
much.
Speak to you again soon, man. Take
Cheers.
Care. Cheers, Lee.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome to The Breakfast Show, where the guest gods are smiling upon us this morning. Joining me right now is a fine figure of a human being, an actor who has starred in some great movies over the last 20 years, including the Cornetto trilogy, containing all of our favourites, The World's End, Hot Fuzz, and Shaun of the Dead. It's Nick Frost.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Good. I feel like I should give you £20. Yeah. It was a lovely intro.
You deserve it, man. It's
Thanks
so
very
good
much.
To see you.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, you recently celebrated your birthday,
yes.
And I messaged you fried gold on Instagram saying, as a gift, would you do me the honour of coming on the show?
And the answer was yes.
And you're here.
I'm here, yeah.
So the first
it's
thing I.
Probably I'm... the worst birthday present I've ever had.
The first thing I have to ask you is, what kind of birthday boy are you? Would you have a birthday week, or would you mention it on Instagram because you've got so many millions of fans around the world, then you're done with it?
I'm low-key. It's funny when you... Listen, this is going to sound maudlin, but when you get to 52, it's like, I might only have 20 years left.
Oh, okay.
And each birthday is one of those years gone. So
right.
My partner and I, we're going to go and have lunch in an amazing restaurant, like last Saturday, and then we went and walked the kids... And then we were like, I can't be bothered to stay in. So we just stayed in. We did literally nothing.
Yeah.
And it was all right.
Yeah, but it's okay to do
that. It was all right, yeah. Yeah.
I've felt like that since about my 22nd, which is a tragic thing, really, if I think about it.
We did stuff on my 50th. We had a big, a room in a restaurant, which was kind of really fancy.
Nice.
That was just stress, though. It was like, it was stress having to have loads of people there. It was like, I think my brain is a bit like, I just want to sit in. Sometimes she finds me in the toilet with the lights off. And I like that. I like being there, you know.
What about gifts? I mean, are you someone who likes to give or receive, Nick?
I love to give.
You love to give?
Yeah. I'm a giver. Receiving is weird because it's like, I often say, oh, have you got the receipt? You know, because I like to... Clothes are a thing, but clothes are difficult to wear.
And sharp.
I like tech.
Yeah.
Pokemon. I'm into Pokemon cards.
Well, I saw this on Fried Gold, again, your Instagram feed. I had no idea about this.
Yeah.
But you've, recently posted, it's like, here they are, the big guys, the big guns. They're finding out. I had no idea what they are. Sorry.
I just love it. I just love you can open these little packs, and some of them have got nothing in, but others are cards with a vast, financial value to them. It's like, I don't gamble, but this must be what it feels like, you know. My kid got into it. I've got three kids, but my 12-year-old got into it, and then I overtook him, and he just kind of got bored of it. And he'd be like, He'd like find packets in the car and that, or I'd be opening them secretly. He'd be like, how come you can afford to buy them?
What, in the footwell?
I have a job, so I can open it when I like. Sometimes I open them when you're not even around, so.
Daddy's privilege.
Yeah, whole boxes of them. You know, no right. idea, yeah.
So you don't, when the kind of Pikachu throw cushion is going to Dad's room instead of the kids' room, yeah. you know that the problem has really taken over.
Well, often people are saying like, oh, the kids are in for a good afternoon tonight. And I'm like, yes. Children, you know, and it's like, no, they're actually for me.
I was watching something on the History Channel and where people kind of bring things in to pawn them in a pawn shop.
Right.
And there was like a rifle that was used during the Napoleonic Wars.
Right.
And it was worth less money than this one Pokemon card that yeah. this other guy bought in.
Yeah, some of
they're
them...
like $150,000.
Some of them are $4 million.
Wow!
Jake Paul, do you know the...
Yeah,
he bought one. For like $4 million.
Did he?
And he wore it on in like a gold, round his neck and a big gold chain. And it was later proof that it was a fake.
Oh, no, that's
so embarrassing. So he got his money back. But yeah, I mean, some of these cards, the original cards from 30 years ago, are going for hundreds and hundreds of thousands.
Like Jake Paul, would you fight Mike Tyson in the ring if you could then be able to go and afford a $4 million Pokemon card?
Yeah.
That's the commitment. Yeah, well, the commitment is great.
But you can only hit me in the stomach. Or dead on. The Dave Berry Breakfast
Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where I am joined by Nick Frost. Nick, let's talk about your brand new movie, Seize Them,
yeah.
which is out in cinemas now. A kind of a rip-roaring comedy epic adventure.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the movie and then let's talk about your character, Bobbick. So first of all, the film, it's set in the Dark Ages.
It is, yeah. It's essentially a rogue movie. Amy Lillard's character, Queen Dagon, is just an awful queen and she's horrible to everyone. And she gets overthrown and she has to go on the run and do things for herself and finds out things about herself. And throughout the film, she just becomes a better person.
Yeah, because she's an awful human, and then yeah. it's through her interaction with, I suppose, peasants and stuff
yes.
that we realise she goes on this kind of arc
yeah.
to becoming
she
a better
becomes
person.
A nicer person, yeah.
And Bobbick is all heart, isn't he? And he's like kind of helping her along the
yeah,
journey.
He is all heart. He's no brains. He's just all heart. He's just a lovely, simple man whose business is the collection of animal feces of all different kinds. And he's fine with that. You know, they built Bobbick. I think this probably says more about me than it does about Bobbick, but they built Bobbick a little, what do you call it, like a hovel? Like his house? It was just like a tent made of wood. But I found myself sitting there on my own during lunches and stuff.
It's not your birthday again,
I'd be all right. I was like, this is all right, you know? Because it was raining, we're on like the top of a mountain. And
yeah.
It was really nice. I really, you know, I can say, well, that was me getting into character for Bobbick, but I just like sitting in like a little hovel. It was good.
Well, you like saying to the props guys, could you build me one of these at
home?
Or?
I'll be fine here. It's fine. You go and have lunch. I'll be good.
Seize Them, as I say, is out in cinemas right now. Keeping it movie-based, many years ago, yourself and Simon Pegg joined me on a show I was hosting, and there's no other word for this, but we effectively murdered Jar Jar Binks. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. although I think he's making a comeback, right?
Well, I was going to ask, over the kind of 15 years, I think yeah. it's been, has your opinion of Jar Jar Binks softened in any way,
well,
as you've matured as a
person?
It was always
Simon's opinion, really. You
okay.
know, I got it. I understood why he was so cross, but... You know, he's passionate about Jar Jar, and I think the new pro Binks lobby that is rumbling around is driving him nuts, to be fair. But yeah, if I want to wind Simon up, sometimes I'll be like, I don't mind him, to be honest. You know,
it gets a bad press.
I kind of liked it.
Apart from when we shot him with Dave, I think he was absolutely fine.
Yeah, I think he's all right now.
Nick, listen, there's a game that we play on this show with all my favourite guests, and it's called Showbiz Scenarios.
Yeah.
Wait right there, because you're going to be taking on a very special round of Showbiz Scenarios, and we're doing it next. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. My guest today is the star of the Cornetto trilogy and the brand new movie out now, Seize Them. It is Nick Frost. Now, Nick, you're about to take on Showbiz Scenarios. Past victims include Denzel Washington, Liam and Noel Gallagher,
Gallagher have both played, as have Tom Holland, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ed Sheeran, and, of course, your ride or die, Simon Pegg. When Simon played, he chose you over Tom Cruise and Chris Pine as the person he would have help him with the body in the boot of the car.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good choice.
He said you had almost real-world experience in it.
It doesn't faze me.
Nothing?
No.
You seem unfazed now.
Well, my brain makeup is such that I thrive in chaos.
Okay.
So I would have a plan and it would work.
Yeah. It's really sinister stuff. I love it. So it's your turn now.
Yeah.
As a nod to the brilliant new movie, Seize Them, we're going to play the first ever Showbiz Scenarios, The Dark Ages special.
Great.
So I've got three hypothetical situations. For each of them, I've got three options of a celebrity, someone you've worked with in the past who you could choose to help you. And here's your first one.
Okay.
There's a body under some straw in the back of the cart. Who are you choosing for help and why? Chris Hemsworth, Olivia Colman, or Simon Pegg?
OK, usually when it's a cart body, I just do it myself. The less people know anything is better, really. How big is it?
It's a human body.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man.
A big man?
I'm giving too much away. No one's ever asked any follow-up questions. OK, well, it's a 5 foot 11, 12 stone.
So it's a big man. So I'm going to choose Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
All day long. Yeah, he's a big man. He's also a big man.
He's a big man.
And,
he's a very big man.
He is a big man. And I need a bit of, I need a bit of muscle. And he's to be trusted. He's trustworthy.
He's the big man for you.
Yeah. We've already have pre-dug whatever we needed to dig. 5'11". So let's go 6'2". 3 feet down. And then, two of us in. And then we'll take the car out of there.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Boom. Yeah.
Done. OK. You are standing against a tree with an apple on your head. 200 feet away stands one of your co-stars.
Oh, that's a long way.
Holding a crossbow.
Oh, wow.
Tasked with shooting the apple from atop your head.
Okay.
Now, they've got to do this without causing injury. Who are you trusting with the crossbow and why? Charlize Theron, Emma Thompson, Simon Pegg.
What kind of apple is it?
It's a
How
Granny
big is
Smith.
The apple? It's a Granny Smith. Okay, fine.
It's a Granny Smithman.
See, now, initially I thought Charlize, because she's good at stuff like that. You know, we often spend summers shooting apples off each other's heads.
Long, hazy summers.
Yeah. We call them apple-shooting summers. I don't know if anyone else does. But then I thought, me and Simon and Edgar did a bit of press once down in New Zealand, and part of it was they took us to, a shooting gallery.
Oh.
And Simon and I do this thing where we pretend that we don't care if the other one wins at sporting events, but inside it really tears each of us up. Top Gear, we were the same for Top Gear. And then this shooting thing... He was leading, and then I won in the end, which made me feel just great. But he was pretty good. So I think in terms of just the nuts and bolts of shooting an apple off a man's head, I'm gonna go for Simon.
OK, so Simon is wielding the crossbow. Well, stay right there, Nick. I'm going to give you your final showbiz scenario, and I'm doing that next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. My guest this morning on great form is Nick Frost. We're in the middle of a game of showbiz scenarios, the Dark Ages special, in honour of your new movie, Nick, Seize Them. So, it is time for your final scenario. One of these three people has ascended the throne. You are their handmaid. Your duties include putting their armour on, bathing them, tasting their food to check for poison. Which monarch would you rather wait on, hand and foot?
Okay.
You have King Bill Nye, King Bill Bailey, or King Simon Pegg.
OK, I've always pitched to Bill Nye that we should be steptoe and son, and that I would love to get him in a big butler's sink and cover him in vim and give him a good old wash. I've always wanted to do this with Bill, and he's never been up for it. So if he ascended to the throne and he wanted me to sit him in a big butler's sink and give him a good scrub, I would love to do that to Bill.
King Bill Nye it is.
In fact, I'd do it even if he wasn't
king. If he was just a powerful duke, I'd do it then.
Oh, dear. Give that man a knighthood and you're going to bathe him.
Oh, my God, yeah. That would be his present.
Nick, finally, listen, it is always so lovely to see you,
thank you,
and it's always great spending some time in your company. You are the last guest ever to be interviewed here at One Golden Square, which, well, you look around.
I'm glad, because it's if I'm honest, and it stinks.
Yeah, it's they've really stripped the heart and soul out of this building, and
someone's
we're the final
been
show.
Vaping in here. Yeah, it feels like an insurance scam, if I'm honest. It's going to go up in flames and someone will make a lot of money.
I was going to ask you for some touching words, but I think you've just nailed
That's it. That's it. Good luck, guys.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much indeed. Nick, Seize Them is out in cinemas right now. I recommend you go and see it. It's a rip-roaring adventure. It's very funny, and of course, Nick, you're fantastic in it. Give it up for our friend Nick
Thank
Frost.
You. Thank you for having me.
Nice
Cheers,
one,
guys.
Nick.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. I hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, for any of you lovely newcomers, what this means is we will not play you the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network between this moment in time right through to the home time show and 5 p.m. And we interrupt it momentarily for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What is the bonus tidbit for people to talk about, Matt?
With the Premier League title race really hotting up over the weekend, I think it's high time we had a new football cliche montage.
Yay.
From Brian's Gun, the award-winning Brian's Gun on X. And they always feel like they must have been done before because there are so many cliches in football. But here's a great new addition to their canon. He's scoring goals for fun.
Oh.
How many times do you hear this?
And he's scoring goals for fun.
Scoring goals for fun.
Scoring goals for fun.
Banging in goals for fun.
So much fun. Really,
we gave the ball away for fun today,
but it's not fun.
They're losing not games fun. For fun now, and not for fun.
It's not fun. Like, oh my god!
Going, oh god!
These boys get the managers the sack for fun.
That's not big fun for nobody.
They've been conceding goals for fun.
They're giving them away for fun.
Does not even feel like fun.
Couldn't buy a win for fun.
It's not fun.
Here I am in the centre of crew.
That doesn't look like fun.
Scoring goals for fun as well.
Been scoring for fun.
It's much more fun.
Like, hit free kicks for fun.
They keep the ball for fun. Spray the ball around for fun.
Pop the ball around for fun.
Beats players for fun.
Turns players for fun.
Dribbles past defenders for fun.
He could run for fun.
For fun. For fun.
In my era, you could just kick people for fun.
That's the fun part.
Wow. Mean, unbelievable.
Goodness me.
They just, you can use it in so many different ways for fun. I'm just doing the social ammo. For fun.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning. That is it for the first show from our brand new studio.
It's gone okay, really, hasn't it?
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been worse. I mean, we could have fallen off air, and we haven't so far. Fingers crossed. It's jumping when we're playing now, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. How many more times are our shows going to be measured by the sentence, it could have gone worse, Matt? Is what we need to start asking.
But we forgot the podcast naming bell. I can't believe it. We left it at the old place.
We did. We left the podcast naming bell. It's now locked in an old, musty Georgian townhouse in Soho. So we're going to have to try and do something about liberating it from behind those metal doors.
Yeah.
Well, with Guardian Angels written on the front.
Yeah.
Anyway, that means we didn't ring the podcast naming bell today.
No.
But given how wonderful he was as a guest, given our new geographical location, I think we should name the podcast Brand New Studios, Same Old Nick Frost.
Yes.
That's available wherever you do your pod dealings. Leona Graham's on the way on Absolute Radio. She'll have her tea break trivia, plus how you can be made a winner to the tune of £50,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.